Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. To sum up my experience as a part of this fellowship, I have not found better than this wonderful quote from Doug Hammarskjöld himself, who said, "Never measure the height of a mountain until you have reached the top. Then you will see how low it was." Indeed, working at the United Nations as a correspondent is a dream for me, a high mountain that looks like the Mount Everest. My first days here were very difficult, as my father died 3 days after I arrived. Experiencing such a tragic event away from home is hard to bear, especially as I couldn't attend this funeral and say goodbye. But I realized that the only way to honor my father's memory would be to work hard during my fellowship. Certainly, the news in the Security Council caught my attention, especially since my fellowship coincided with major events, such as the extraordinary meeting on Ebola and the high-level summit on foreign fighters of Daesh, requested by President Obama. Between the Libyan crisis, the Syrian conflict, the deadlock in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the threat of Ebola in Western Africa, the upsurge of violence in Mali against peacekeepers and some parallel events outside the UN Secretariat building, for example, the demonstration of South Yemen separatists in front of the UN headquarters, I've been very busy. While the General Assembly Hall tends to impress visitors, I found that few speeches during the annual debate were journalistically interesting. But I was impressed by the People's Climate March, where over 300,000 people took part in this global call for change. Going beyond just words, my report included photos and videos, and I tried to convey the enthusiasm and determination of the marshals to save our planet. I had another magical moment when I attended the press conference and the meeting in the GA Hall with Professor Noam Chomsky, founder of Cognitive Science and Linguistics Father Generative. The piece I wrote about him evoked a strong response from our readers, which is always exciting for a journalist, to provoke thought and discussions. Between sadness and gladness, I will say that I spent many great moments in the company of wonderful people. Thank you for your support. You have allowed several journalists to realize a dream and to take back new experience to their homelands to share with others in this field. Thank you very much.